Yes, 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 yes. Listen to that crowd roar. Who are they cheering for? Hello, everyone, and welcome to this evening's episode of Let's Do a Radio, Keeping It Real with Sergeant Parks out of Yakima, Washington. Today is Thursday, June 30th, 2022, and I am Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anaisako Designs, broadcasting to you, our listeners, worldwide. Did anyone ever ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up? Well, this evening is dedicated to the youth who, through education and perseverance, and someone who prayed for you and someone who was always in your corner, then knowing that you could do and be anything you wanted to be. Tonight, Sergeant Parks has a real treat in store for us. So join in the conversation at 845-241-9985. Again, that number, y'all out there who are listening, 845-241-9985. So let's give Sergeant Parks a round of applause and his guest as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Sergeant Parks. Thank you for keeping it real, and go ahead, because you got me excited. So please, 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 take it away.
Well, Inez, thank you for that resounding applause. You know, it always strikes my heart. You know, well, you know, today we're gonna hopefully get a chance to talk to a young man that I've been knowing since he was knee-high to a jackrabbit. that's one in a million. I'm going to say one in a million.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know that there's about 450 NBA players that's actively on a roster at any given time. And he made it. I can remember when he was about 9 years old.
Who is he? Tell me who he is.
Marjon Beauchamp.
Okay. Okay.
When Marjon was 9 years old, we were just shooting around. All the kids were shooting around in the Southeast Community Center gym here in Yakima. And I'd ask all of the kids, you know, what do you want to be, you know? They tell me what they wanted to be. And when I got around to Marjon, he said, well, Uncle, I'm going to be in the NBA. That's what he told me at
all
nine.
All right.
Okay.
Nine. Okay.
That dream through hard work has come through fruition, you know.
Good.
He was always a workaholic. This kid was working so hard, you know, getting his dribbling skills together, and then his knowledge of basketball with the help of his uncle and with the help of his daddy.
Okay.
And his grandpa, basically.
He perfected his skills.
It was truly a journey.
Right. But look where it's got him, to the place where he's always wanted to be. And we have a couple of callers, so I don't know if he has a Milwaukee number or if he has a Yakima number. But we do have callers with the last four of 6504 and 6135. So,
that's me, Eric Lee.
6504 is Esther Huey.
Okay,
Ms. Huey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Someone's got somebody might want to mute their line because they're, that's a lot of background noise.
So welcome, Esther, and welcome, Eric. These are two other people that were instrumental. They played a huge role in Marjon getting to where he is. You know, Esther, she ran the Southeast Community Center for dozens of years, and myself and Eric, we were we worked for Esther in the Gang Prevention Intervention Coalition.
Nice.
And Marjan used to come, played in the East Side sport. Eric also had the opportunity to coach him in basketball and in soccer, was it, Eric?
Oh, hold on a second. Okay.
Just good in energy also, yeah.
Yeah, so he, go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, I guess.
You cut out on us, Mr. Eric.
With Curry Mover, or his grandpa. He was always seemed like he was around his grandpa, Beauchamp, all the time. Again, like Mr. Parks mentioned, he participated in the Eastside sports program as a young boy. Seemed like Marjan was always, every time you saw Marjan, you saw him with a basketball in his hand. And he was always the tallest one in his little group of guys that he would come with. And he would play with the he would play with the big boys. He wanted to play with the big guys. And he would hang with those guys. And the young man is just full of character. Everything that you saw on that on TV, all the humbleness, not boastful, dedicated, committed, huge-hearted, kind and gentle demeanor, except when he's on the basketball court.
He's a beast.
And he was just willing. He's one of them young men that was willing to do anything it took, whatever it took to accomplish his dream of playing in the NBA.
Nice.
The thing I respect about him the most, I think, is not only his character, but the fact that he's a praying young man who puts God first, gives God all the glory. And then he's an overcomer. Even though his life circumstances weren't perfect, he didn't use that as an excuse. That was motivation for him to work harder.
Okay.
And not make excuses and not give up. And he was not afraid to play against anybody in the gym. He put his heart and soul into accomplishing his goals, and look where he's at today, and I'm so proud of him.
So was he an inspiration to other young boys and young men and people around him?
Definitely, yes. I was just out on a football field just now, and I heard guys out there talking about him, what he's accomplished. So he's actually made those kids believe in themselves and made them believe, hey, look, if you put the hard work in, dedicated, the commitment, you put your heart and soul into it, you can accomplish things too, what you set your heart out to accomplish. And he's definitely, he's a hero around all the circle of kids here in Yakima, especially the kids in Southeast Yakima.
Okay. Not a hero, but someone to look up to. Someone's got that. I don't know if you got the wind going, Mr. Eric, or what you got, but or the air conditioning going.
Yeah, probably the air conditioning. Let me turn this thing down. It's hot over here.
Okay, thank you. I know. I'm in Florida, so I understand. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
But not a hero, but somebody to look up to, you know, somebody, a role model. That's what I'm looking for. He was a role model to the young kids. So it's like, you know, so it's like they have something to look forward to. It's like, man, if he can do it and you know, he's gotten up here with hard work, dedication, you know, structure, listening to other people, and, you know, with God backing him, that's another thing. You know, you can't mess up if you got God backing you. You're already in there like swimwear. So as long as people understand that and know that, you know, they didn't just get there by themselves, but they had a backing. They had people behind them pushing them, you know. But you have to have in your mind, first off, that that's what you want to do and be determined, that's what I want to do. And then you have other young people want to follow in your footsteps, you know, like they always say, I want to be president like Barack Obama, or I want to be such and such, like, you know, I want to be a gymnast like, you know, what's the child's name? I can't even think of her name.
Biles. Simone Biles.
Yeah, Simone Biles, you know, or I want to be a tennis player like the Williams sisters, you know. They have somebody to look up to that's tangible, that they can actually, like, reach out and go watch and touch. And it's like, I know him. I was there when he did this. I saw him work hard. I saw him make all these three-pointers. I saw him pray. I saw him, you know, be dedicated. See, they'll know because they have seen him. And once they see somebody work through their pain and get to their game, it's like, well, dang, I guess I can do that too. I can do that just as well as the next person down the street.
Inez, it takes a supporting cast, and I'm going to tell you that the lady on this line, Esther Huey. I guess God put her in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because at that time when Marjan now was coming up and coming into their own, you know, they didn't have nowhere to go. We had a big community center that was empty.
Okay.
S&M came up with a plan. She got everybody that was the who's who in Yakima to support, an idea of having an outreach program, not only an outreach program, but something in the community that's going to service the less other people.
Yes, yes.
You know, if Esther didn't put that together, I'm not sure really what Marjan would have been able to do. I'm not sure if he would have come to fruition, but he had a place. You know, Esther made that possible with all of her connections, and she got connections. You know, she made that possible for us to interact with them. And I think that me and Eric and Rosie and Eric, they ran what was called the East Side Sports League. You know, at that time, we didn't have no sports leagues for kids of color. And I hope Esther's still on the line so she can elaborate on that. But it wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have happened without that. You know,
right.
And we are thankful. I got kids that's coming back to me. They went and had successful careers, finished college, and come back, got their start at the Southeast Community Center. You know, so that's where Marjan began and stuff, you know. And if Marjan can do that to get to his dreams, if he can do that, the message is that other kids can too. Other kids can do it. But it's going to take some hard work to be able to do that. You know, it's just so much. So, Ms. Hugh, you want to talk about anything?
Yeah, I think you've talked about me enough.
We can't never say enough about you, Miss Huey.
it really does take a village, and these guys that are on this line were a strong part of the village. First, I want to say that all credit has to be given to God because Marjan comes from a praying family. I worked with his grandfather for years, and every time a big decision had to be made, Marjan's grandfather, Mr. Beauchamp, would say, "S, let's pray about it." He was very sincere. He put God first in everything. That was a difficult road for him to walk because he was out there in politics also, the first black mayor, the only black mayor we've ever had here in Yakima County, a county with only 292,000 people, and only less than 5% African-American. So John comes from good stock, good praying stock. And his grandfather's no longer looking, but I can just see him smiling down, say, "See, John, See what I told you? Just have faith. But I just want to say that I want to stress that it's not easy to get and to go where Marjan has gone. It took a lot of sacrifice. I am absolutely certain that at these young ages, there were other things that he wanted to do. Be with the guys, hang with the guys, and do all of those things. But he was focused on where he wanted to go, not what was happening today, but where he wanted to end up. And I give him a lot of credit for that. I also give his father a lot of credit because his father was right there guiding him and strategizing and making contact and so forth. And John Marjan, for the most part, listened to him. And that's a good good lesson for our young people to learn. Young people don't always believe that parents know what they're talking about.
Right.
Marjan, I give so much credit to Marjan's father because he had a vision and he had a plan.
Okay.
And he worked that plan for his son. And so I think a lot of credit goes to, number one, prayer. Number two, God gave his father the tools to work with and the knowledge to know how to maneuver that thing so that Marjan could be in the right place at the right time and get the right kind of skills. And I think that's important. But I want to give credit to Marjan for the respect he's shown. For always remembering where he came from, for always listening when he got good guidance, and for carrying himself in such a way that right now he has made his dream come true.
Yeah.
Right.
And I want us to we can hold him up as an example to everyone, especially a high risk. From a high-risk population. His parents didn't have a lot of money to pay for him to do some of the things that others have done to get to where he is. Mm-hmm. But he had the determination. Mm-hmm. And that's better than money sometimes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
amen.
That determination put him where he is. And I am just hoping because we have problems here in Yakima and I want all of his friends. He has marvelous friends, but they didn't stay. Some of them didn't stay on task like Marjan did, and I'm going to hold him up as an example that if you stay focused, you stay on task, you keep your faith in God, and you carry yourself in such a way that you'll be noticed, that you will be noticed, and you can make where you go. I'm just really, really happy that I have been a little part of him getting where he's trying to go. But I give all credit
like a proud
to God.
Mama.
All credit his parents, his grandparents. Mm-hmm. He has a lovely mother. Mm-hmm. He has siblings that he's never forgotten. He's never forgotten anybody. No one. Mm-hmm. Whenever he had a he came back home. He wanted to be with this big family that he has here. So I'm just really happy. And I'm 85 years old, so there's not a lot more I can do. But I just feel like that, you know, we didn't work with him. He worked with himself. We provided all of the vehicles that he needed when he was with us. And he took advantage of that. And I'm just proud of Marjan. He's humble. He's humble.
And
he's
it shows. And it shows.
And I think he'll be humble on the court, but I think he will be a winner.
Right.
Because
he'll be a beast.
He'll be a winner because he's proven that no matter what, if you stay on target, if you stay focused, you can do it no matter what comes your way. You can overcome all of that, and you can achieve your dreams.
Yeah.
And I'm just happy for him. I'm happy for Mr. Parks, Mr. Eric, Rosie, all of those people that had a hand in this. And I don't think Marjan will ever forget that. I just am so proud of what he's done. I wish his grandfather was alive, that he could see him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud that African-American institutions here in Yakima, OIC of Washington,
uh-huh.
and Southeast Community Center, we did that as a community. We put our arms around him and supported him. And
mm-hmm.
that's a credit to this community.
Yeah.
Right.
A small
that is
group
true.
Of, it just tells you what a small group of people can do if they're committed and dedicated and want to see their people succeed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just happy. Marshawn, I don't know if you're listening, but I'm just happy for you, and I am wishing you well. I can't wait. Look, I haven't watched basketball for several years, but you can believe that when you're playing out there, I'm going to be sitting right here in this chair, your cheerleader.
One of your right. That's good.
Yep.
That's good. That's
yes,
good.
Ma'am.
That's real good. That's good.
I love you,
now,
Marshawn.
Now, Mr.
Yeah.
Henry Beauchamp, that's his grandfather?
Yes, it is.
Okay, okay. Yep. I just want to make
he
sure.
Was a, mm-hmm. He was mm-hmm. a city councilman here in Yakima for 20 years. Mm-hmm. He was elected black mayor, first and only one. He was the second
uh-huh.
city council person, but he ran over and over and over and always had the majority vote, and oftentimes no one ran against him.
Wow.
So you can,
they couldn't be.
That he learned from his grandfather, those kind of skills he got from his grandfather. And I commend him for staying on task and working hard to accomplish his dreams. And we can tell that story to our younger people here. And we can hold John up because he is one that they can emulate if they will just take lessons from his playbook.
Right,
yep.
right, right. Nice, nice, nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah.
Without a doubt.
That's,
you know.
Yeah.
And we,
yeah.
we also should mention the fact that there were a lot of kids, okay, that came through our program that actually could play ball, and they thought they were just so, they were outstanding, you know. And the difference and stuff was that they would just play ball and stuff just to play ball. But Marjan, he had a plan. He always had a plan. You know, I guess that plan came from his dad because his dad played ball for Davis High School. You know.
One of our best players.
Yep.
But
you got a lot of kids that didn't make it. You got a lot of his friends and stuff that he ran into that didn't make it out of school. I think a couple of them are even incarcerated and stuff as we speak. But he didn't let that get him twisted. Normally the crowd you run with is where you're going down with, but he didn't let that do him. And he had friends all over the valley. Okay, I can remember a tournament that we had. We had a tournament at OIC one time, and for the first time we had kids his age. I think Danny would have been like 14, 15. And then he had a team's friends and stuff that came from Seattle, Tacoma, everywhere in the Lower Valley. They made a team and nobody could touch them. You know,
the untouchables.
I'm trying to tell you, nobody could even touch them. They were all of them was dunking. He was throwing the ball alley oop. You know, and I'm saying, wow. And he was real humble. You know. He wasn't a hot dog.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Marjan was not a hot dog. You see a lot of kids get on the floor and they're hot dogging. You know, and they trying to keep the ball and this is showcase and stuff. No, he be passing the ball.
With the shovel.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's not Marjan. You know, that is not Marjan.
He was
but
a
he
team
know how
player.
To take over his game.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
He could take over a game, too.
Mm-hmm.
He could take over a game and stuff, you know. But, yeah, he there's a lot of kids that didn't. Do we have that? Do we have the clip of the watch party? Inez?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Let's show that clip for the watch party. Eric and Miss Hewitt, you guys have got time to hang on with us for a few. We appreciate it.
I am, but I'm on the phone. I can't see the clip.
No,
yeah,
I can't see it either.
Okay.
I
certainly will.
Listen. We just listening.
I'll listen. Yeah.
We'll listen.
No, we can't. Right. We can't. I can't see it either. It's just download. He says that, but Sergeant Parks, he means listen. He doesn't mean actually watch. But it's the actual NBA draft watch party.
But I sent you guys the script.
The link.
So on the script,
the link.
It has the clips. Yeah, it has those links.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys can go back and watch it any time and stuff.
Okay.
You know, it's only like four or five links and stuff under there. But we had a watch party for them at the community center on the 22nd. And in the community center, it was packed. You had all kinds of kids and stuff and people and stuff that know Marjan. Some of his best friends was at that watch party. And let's play. The clip is only about 3 minutes. So could you play that, roll that clip?
I will. And we also have Reverend Carolyn Williamson on the line as well with us. So she's also listening with us as well. So
welcome,
I'm going to go
Reverend.
Ahead and roll that clip. She's one of them quiet listeners. She's probably driving a lot of times. But I'm going to go ahead and play the clip. Here you go.
What's good, guys? So it's been a while since I've been on here. But what better day than to come back on here? It's draft day.
Here it is. We in front, Henry Beauchan Community Center.
Yeah, so there's a few people here, bro, but not too many yet. But it's about to fill up. Look, let's check it out. Yeah, we got the news guy back here. I think he's NBC Candio.
Right,
you got the first pick in. The first pick is in. Orlando Magic about to make their pick. Let's see. Oh, Seattle. We're going to pick like 12 or 13. We're still waiting. Everybody here is waiting. And he's coming soon. Coming very soon. And here it is, the Bulls. Let's see if he goes to the Bulls. So the Bulls didn't pick him, but he's coming next. He's coming next.
Heck yeah.
How you feel? When I'm loaded, I keep it real. exactly what it is. Don't say it cause you know that's why I wanna hear.
For the rest of
that guy that was announcing that was one of Marjan's best friends and stuff.
Okay.
Actually did the narration on that, and that he got that clip right there to go to YouTube.
Oh, nice. Yes, he did.
Yeah. So.
Yes.
The crowd was it was really surprising, and I want to thank OIC. I want to thank the intern director, Mr. Anthony Peterson, and his crew to put that together.
Nice, and, that was nice. Nice.
And he played for YDCC. He played 12 games for Yakima Valley Community College. Wow. I should have did some clips from that, but you can see the intensity. I think he was averaging 30-some points a game, 11, 12 rebounds. And if I'm not mistaken, Eric, I think that was the first championship that YBC has won in like 10 years.
Oh, yeah, or more. It's been a long time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, he played 12 games with them, and it was really outstanding. The ratings were all up there, and if you go to YouTube and stuff, you can follow him. So you know, and he didn't get the big head. You know, I used to tell him, don't get the big head. Just cover the business, but don't get the big head. And I think everybody used to tell him, you know, we're telling that. And he's remained humble throughout that.
Yeah.
So, what was I going to say? So, during this time and everything, I mean, how many siblings does he have?
Let's see. He has two twins.
Yeah, he got two twins, a girl and a boy, and they are something else. they're like about 8-9 years old, and they're something else. Those twins are something else. But he loves his siblings. He actually do. So
right.
When he comes home, he always spending time with them. You know, we had a barbecue this past weekend at Chesterley Park, and he showed up at the barbecue with an entourage. You know, and this one dude that was taking all of the pictures and wild, you know, screaming them right to YouTube. And I was saying, wow, that's really something, and we really really had a good time. And he stayed just about the whole time. But it was nice. That's the kind of guy he is. Even though he had to leave on Monday, he had to be back, and he had to be in Milwaukee Monday for their opening, his introductions and stuff, you know, the rules, getting the rules and getting the playbooks and different things like that. So he is really, really an amazing kid. I'm hoping that he's going to be able to join us.
Okay, we got thunder and lightning back here, so I don't know if you can hear that, all the banging, the thunder in the background, but it's just popping. But we're fine. I'm fine, so hopefully the electricity doesn't go out on me. But, no, it would have been nice to have him, you know, join us. It would have been real nice to have him join us. But, you know, he's doing what he's got to do. But I know that we also have other clips of Marjan as he fights back the tears from his selection And also the NBA.
That showed his true character was selected. He was, that was just such a high for me. Because you could see that he was just overcome with joy and that he made it. And I'm sure
he was humble.
They just sit there and wait through 23 others before he was called.
He didn't have to wait too long because it could have been like, what, number 50
way
something.
Long.
But no, he was. But,
I got to tell you, I had a group of people over at my house to watch that Marjan on TV and for his, draft. And I tell you, when I heard his name, I tell you, you just get this hit with emotion, this overwhelmed with emotion, because everything just kind of, you replay everything in your mind about this young man, and you know what kind of hardships he went through, you know what kind of dedication he had. Like Miss Yuri said, his family, the support from his dad, the decisions he made to get him where he was at. A lot of people didn't agree with what his dad did by taking him away from Yakima, but he was taken where he could get some exposure and where he could get the people that needed to see him could see him. And I just think that, man, you're like, and his mom, the support system he had behind him, it's just amazing. It was just great. And then when I saw him get up, when I heard his name, I stood up and then I sat down and you couldn't help but get overwhelmed with emotion. I just got overcome with emotion when I saw that. It was just something
it was
I said, man, this young man, everything, every decision his dad made, everything he did, all the sacrifices, all the things, the ridicule and stuff he went through for making the decisions that his dad made the decisions he made, all paid off. At the end of the day, look where he's at now. And I'm just super proud to say that I know this young man and his family.
Without a doubt.
And to hear you all talk about him, it's just like he was like your blood. He was like your brother your son or grandson or, it was like your teammate. And it's just good because a lot of times people downplay a lot of things that young people did. And as I had spoken to Sergeant Parks earlier, he's 20 years old. 20 years old and has this humbleness still about him. So that he was grounded in a way to, like, oh, no, bro, you're not going that direction because that's not going to take you down nothing but a rabbit hole. But he listened to people who were, heavy hitters in his life, and they see that Sergeant Parks is a role model in the community. Miss Huey's a role model in the community. Eric, I don't know who you are, but you must be a role model in the community because you're just as happy as a proud peacock, as a proud dad yourself. So evidently, he looked up to all y'all. He looked up to all y'all. I don't know what position you are. It doesn't matter, but the way you speak about him talks about volumes of him and his family. They didn't take no shortcuts, and they got him to the place where other kids wish that they could be. They wish that their parents would take interest in them. They wish that their community would take interest in them. And I think a lot of times if more of the kids had those people backing them and take interest in them, they wouldn't go down the path that they are. And, with God, you can't go wrong, sometimes you may go wrong, but, once you go wrong, you can always come back and say, God, I'm so sorry, And he's a forgiving God, so he made sure that Marjan was protected, quote, unquote, and he kept him in his hands to say, look, young people, if you just do what I ask you to do, you can be at this point as well. You could be making the money. You could be, at this point, you could be football. You could be a coach. You could be basketball. You could be soccer. You could be anything you want. But you have to give your life over to God first because that is where you know, and then be respectful of those people who are around you, because they're not going to try and do bad. I mean, as long as we got those, you three, I'm going to call you musketeers, in his life, he can't go wrong. And if his mom and dad are anything of what you guys are, which it sounds like they are, he can't go wrong, you know. And he's just a product of some good people, some good backing, and, you know, some people who loved him and say, bruh, you can't go down the wrong rabbit hole, because we're not going to let you, for one thing. So as long as he stayed his eye on the prize and kept his, you know, his focus on, you know, certain people and certain things, and now those other kids around him can see, you know, wow, he gave his life to God. So that's number one. He's respectful of his parents, you know. What does it say? Honor thy mother and thy father, which they, your days are going to be long upon the land, which they God giveth thee.
Right.
That's number two.
Right.
And then three, he's humble. He's, you know, he's not, hell yeah, I'm out here, y'all, give me the ball. I'm number one. I'm so bolder. No, he's not like that. And God, you know, put the armor of protection around him so that he can give him the glory. Is like, God, I'm giving God all the glory, because if it wasn't for God and then these people behind me, I wouldn't be where I am. That's how I'm summing up stuff. That's how I'm summing up stuff, because I do not know the young man. I only know what I'm hearing.
Something else, too, I hear is the fact that, you know, I wouldn't be here if Marjan had all of the tools and stuff that you see all of these kids getting out of high school, and the parents are grooming them, coaching everybody, grooming them, you know, to go to college and then go to the NBA. You know, Marjan's his background was no different than a lot of the kids and stuff that we see. Hundreds of kids see come through that community center. Okay, his grandpa was well known. Okay, he was still the stuff, a kid and stuff that came off the streets of Yakima. Okay, one in a million. There's only 450 some NBA players on a team at any given time. One in a million. And if you looked at that whole draft and stuff, it goes to show you what kind of competition he was up. Look at all of those guys that got drafted from Duke. Duke had four guys get drafted from Duke alone. Okay. And then every other Division I college, okay, was sending their players up. And then on top of that, when he played in the G League, what I am most proud of, the first game I seen him in, he played against guys and stuff that already been to the NBA. One guy played in the NBA 7-8 years. Played against those guys and stuff, representing himself well.
Representing himself well,
you know. So, you know, that's a testament. Now, the learning point behind this is that you can persevere if you work hard. If you have the right support mechanism.
Group.
Okay. A lot of kids that we've seen that come through the center and stuff. And then we had a big Eastside sports program, too. We did soccer and we did T-ball and we did basketball. You know, we had hundreds of kids in there. The big difference and stuff was that most of those kids that we came in daily contact with would hardly ever seen the parents. Half of those kids. And then they would come out to the little sporting events and stuff that we had. But Marjan's parents, grandparents were there all the time.
Right,
supporting
that's right.
Him, supporting whatever he wanted to do, you know. And like I said, you got a lot of those kids that he grew up with are no longer living there.
Right.
Know,
and that, they don't have that
They're
support.
No longer living
They don't
there.
Have that living there or living, period.
They're dead.
Or both.
You know,
That's what I'm saying.
So that's something that we can. The reason I wanted to do this clip on him, not because he's my nephew, but because he persevered. You know,
to come from the little town.
If you when you get into the Bucks drop Marjan and stuff, and you hear them talking, the commentators talking, they gonna say, "I don't even know where. I never even heard of Yakima."
Did they even say it right? Is the question Yakima? Yakima. I mean, they
yeah, that's right.
You know,
they never even heard of.
Y'all picked from Gonzaga. They never ever say Gonzaga, right? Gonzaga, whatever, from Spokane. No, boo-boo, it's not Spokane. It's Spokane, Washington, and it's Gonzaga. Get it straight if you're going to get it at all.
Yeah.
If you're going to get the young man's name, it's not Beauchamp or Beauchamp. It's Marjan, okay? So get it right. But, I mean, we have other clips. Do you want me to play
the
full G
League?
Play
the Bucks draft Marjan.
James, Mr. Parks, I'm going to have to get off the line. I enjoyed this. I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to tell our
story. Oh, you're so
welcome. About
Miss Huey, we want you to come back because we want you to talk to us a little bit about how you galvanized this city again to do their promise about that pool. I think that's so interesting.
He's gonna have you back on.
So we're gonna have your night. So I mean, we have more than 5 minutes. I mean, I do whatever I want to do. This is my show.
Okay.
This is my stuff. So I can have another hour and a half if I wanted to.
if you all will schedule it, I'll certainly be ready to talk about the pool.
Okay, because it's interesting. It's something that everybody at this time in life needs to be knowing because, see, nobody think they can fight City Hall. Nobody think that, you know, they vote count or nothing. So you'll be the person to come on. Eric, you can join us because we have been through a struggle with trying to get after school programs and stuff.
Oh,
in
our
own.
Yeah.
We're going to call it the struggle is real. That's what we're going to call it, the struggle is real.
Well, it is real, believe me, every day.
That's true.
All right. Mm-hmm. You all take care. Marjan, I love you if you're listening. Good luck to you. Inez, continue to bring these kind of things to the forefront because our kids need to understand that if you are committed and if you trust in the Lord and if you do all of the things that are necessary, you can do the same thing that Marjan has done. Thank you and good night.
Right.
Good night.
Right, thank you. All right. I'm going to play the Bucks. Which one? The Bucks coach. Which one?
Now play Bucks draft Marjan Beauchamp. The announcement.
Ignite?
No, that would be... Marjan Beauchamp, that's a 4:35.
Uh-uh, that's not. It didn't come up that way. But it's the one the Bucks draft, Marjan, full G, Ignite, Highlights?
Yeah.
That one? Okay.
With the 24th pick, the Milwaukee Bucks select Marjan Beauchamp from the NBA G League.
Break with Beauchamp.
Oh, Cole Anthony to the G League Ignite player, Marjan Beauchamp.
Long Island keeps it in play here and taken away by Beauchamp. DJ Williams told us the Ignite like to get up and down, play in transition. We see it here and Beauchamp lays it in.
No, not so little anymore running the floor here for the Ignite.
Beauchamp, pull-up jumper is good. Marjan Beauchamp up to 4 points and we're tied at 10. Foster Jr. has it. He'll push it himself. finds Beauchamp in transition. Good job running by the Ignite, and they take the lead. Timeout, Adam Capehorn. Contact, can't finish, and Beauchamp is down with it.
Slow start here for Duke Jr., 0 of 4 from the field.
This is Duke's Nassau Coliseum debut, believe it or not, as Beauchamp knocks down the mid-range jumper, keeps it short, and the Nets have really struggled to shoot it here today. Just 2 of 13 from deep as Beauchamp goes coast to coast.
You're seeing the explosiveness that has scouts salivating over this guy. Projected post-scouting services right around the second-round pick.
Daniel. Kick out to Beauchamp for a long two. Marjon Beauchamp starting to heat up. He's up to 13 points. Won't drop. Marjon Beauchamp. Pull-up jumper. Is good. He's up to 15. That's a game high for Marjon Beauchamp. Now Beauchamp. Knocks down the three.
Nice little individual offense there by Beauchamp.
For the Ignite, Beauchamp inside finishes, and Matt,
time in the league, an NBA champion. Last year, he was at Arizona with Sean Miller. Marjon Beauchamp getting his name in the scorers column. This kid has got a lot of NBA teams really excited. There he is again. Running close by Lance Stephenson, and Beauchamp, he wins that matchup. There is no fear right there going up against the NBA veteran. Vanderbilt last year finished up at Chattanooga. Beauchamp cut off baseline, picks up his dribble. Shoot that. He'll get it back, swooping into the lane. And that's what scouts love about him. Yeah. He has that length. Raptors get a 2-for-1 right here, but Fugetto says no. Look at the veteran with his eyes up. Passing to Beauchamp, rocking the rim. Poor transition that time by Grant. Oz Muhammad can't finish it. Good pass. Beauchamp! Oh, yeah. Good look ahead. Nice jump. Giannis Feely, he has 8 points now in the ballgame. Beauchamp, a jump. Oh, yeah, John. Oh, yeah. This kid is growing on us. Keep for the gold here in the third quarter. Beauchamp.
Yep.
Okay. Daniels picks up his dribble. Nice cut.
Yeah.
With the backdoor cut.
Great cut.
There's a lot of ways to get to L.A. for you, you know. Beauchamp one-on-one against Burke.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
He will not be denied. Mark Henderson tracking it down. Under a minute to play here in Vegas.
Not enough points, but we'll take that.
Beauchamp adding two more to his total. He's now got 21 on the night. Henderson staying in front. Look at him drive on. Starting the break with Beauchamp.
Watch ahead. Beauchamp says it's my time.
Before the trench.
Oh, Cole Anthony. To the G League Ignite player, Marjon Beauchamp. This is a 10-point deficit.
So, question, what is the G League?
Okay, the G League is like the minor league for the NBA. The NBA,
okay.
They got three different leagues. The G League is right up underneath the NBA. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So, you know, and everybody was saying that he was going to go in the second round. And, and really, we expected him to go in the second round and stuff until a week prior. And my son came and said, oh, he was invited to the blue room. So when you get invited to the blue room, that means you're going in the first round. You know.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, I mean, he has – the full package. What do you think, Eric?
Hold on. Let me put him back because he had the AC back on, so let me put him back up.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Eric. Go ahead.
Yeah, he has all the tools. And he has the thing is, that I think that made him so much of an overcomer, that God, for one thing, and then his willingness to put in the hard work and his dedication and commitment to what to rising to meeting his accomplishing his goals. He's always been a goal setter and he's always accomplished his goals, but he always did the necessary things to accomplish his goals. And that G League gave him the type of exposure. People need to see who Marjon Beauchamp was in that G League.
Mm-hmm.
He puts the players that are right on the edge of making it into the NBA in a place where they can get the exposure and where the eyes that need to see can see.
Okay, I have my hand raised, even though you can't see it. So question, fellas. So you say you have different rounds, okay, and Marjon was number 24. So is that round number 24, or is that like in the first round, for those of us who don't know?
Yeah, that's the first round. That's the first round. That's the first round. That's 24 in the first round, but it could go higher in the first round as maybe 30, you know.
Okay.
He was the 24th pick in the first round.
In the first round pick. Yeah.
Okay. And so how many rounds are there normally?
Just two. It's just two rounds.
Two rounds? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What you gotta see for each team, you know, like some of those guys got picked and then they got how you call it, Eric, when you give your pick to another team because you gotta deal with them.
Oh, you got a pass, kind of a pass.
Well, it's called something else and stuff. But one team can negotiate to get a player. I think a couple of guys like in the fifth round and stuff. They got traded off to another team.
Okay, traded. Okay.
And that's for they'll trade them and say, okay, so next time I want your first draft pick or your second draft pick or something like that, you know.
Okay. Cool. I mean, that's for those of us who don't know all these different things, because I've always wondered, you know, for football, for anything, any draft picks, period, it's like how many rounds, you know, how many's in a round, you know. So that's just some good information for us.
Can only have 15 players on the team, so that's what you got to pay attention to. You know,
okay.
Now they can have somebody on disabled. They can pick up somebody They can pick up if somebody is disabled. They can pick up a player and stuff in them, but they can't carry more than 15 players. You know.
Okay, right. So all the basketball teams in the league, which is how many? 32? No,
it's
32.
It's 30 teams.
Okay.
And so each one of them can have 15 players active on the active roster.
Okay. I got Eric, go ahead and mute your line. And then when you get ready to talk, then you can come back. So I don't, because I don't know when Mr. Parks may have you say something. Because the AC is.
Go ahead and get
off
of here right now. Anyway, I'm actually driving.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
I'm gonna go ahead and get off so I can get all this excess noise off of here. And that's very good to be on. And thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, Mr. Park.
Thank you.
And y'all have a nice day.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on, Eric. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yes. Thank you. So I would like to play the one where he fights back the tears. Okay.
Giving Marjon a chance to get his face together. You good?
Yeah. I'm just glad, I'm just happy, you know. God never gave up on me, you know. Everything I had to go through, all the adversity and no one believing in me, you know, this is special.
Kevin just talked about how unorthodox your journey has been.
Yeah.
One of the things that I find most curious about you is the year you took away to kind of commit to just training, not with a team. What have you learned about yourself?
You know, I learned that, you know, I'm a warrior, you know. You know, you can just throw me out there, and I'm going to figure it out. And I know I found God, you know. and God led me through my hardest times of my life, and, you know, I thank him every day now, and I thank my grandma, and this for my grandpa, you know. I'm living for his legacy, you know, and I just want to be great, you know, so.
You are off to a great start as your NBA journey begins. Congratulations, Marjan.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for watching ESPN on YouTube for live streaming sports and.
All right, that's nice to hear a young man at the age of 20 years old say that he gave his life to God. Because a lot of kids is like, I ain't gonna talk about that. I don't want to be, you know, put back in the corner. I don't want nobody, you know, ridiculing me. But hey, okay, if you're gonna be ashamed to own God in front of folks, then you might as well not even have him in your life. Plain and simple. That's
He's
all I gotta say about
kid.
That.
Genuine.
Yes, it's good. It's good. It's and real good to have him.
He's one of the kids that still respect everybody. He's going to call you Mr.
Uh-huh.
He's going to call you Miss. He's going to say yes, sir. He's going to say no, sir. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's mm-hmm. rare. That is
right,
rare.
Right, right.
I need to get all my grandkids to do that, but. It's a work
funny.
In progress.
But,
that's because
and it
what
is.
They hear
I mean,
from their friends. They hear that from their
right,
friends.
Right, exactly.
Joe,
mm-hmm.
hey, Joe, calling their teacher. Mm-hmm. Linda, oh, no, I better not hear that, you know.
Well, see, and that's just it. Some teachers will say, hey, call me, you know, by my first name. But we need to go back
Absolutely.
And step backwards at some things and say, you know, give people the respect that's due them, you know. But then
Absolutely.
A lot of times the teachers want the kids to feel like, you know, they're on the same level. No, boo-boo, you're the teacher. You act as the teacher, not as the same as the students are. You've had teaching. So you need to educate them and say, look, in my class, we're going to wear jackets and ties, and you're going to call me Ms. Inez or Ms. Brown or whatever my name is going to be for that day. It's been so many names. But anyway. But, you know, and
okay.
we need to go back to that.
Inez, I just got a text from his mom. They're at a meet and greet with the rest
okay.
of the players'
the
wives.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to be able to make it. And he promised me that he will come back on the show and then have
not
a sit-down talk with us, you know.
Not a problem.
So,
not a problem
yeah.
at all.
Got to do the business.
No. But, no, I'm just because I was hoping that they're okay. So it's good that they did at least let you know that they weren't going to make it. But that's okay because, I mean, this is the first week and they've still got a lot to go through. So, you know, I'm just glad that you know a young man who could speak to the masses and still be humble about himself. You know, that's what I like. That's what I like a lot. So I don't know if Reverend Carolyn has anything she wants to say about Marjan, if she knew him or anything.
Well, praise the Lord. First of all, I'm not a sports person, but
mm-hmm.
I remember this little long, tall, skinny young boy running around the community with the basketball. That's all I ever saw him was with the basketball. So when I heard this,
right.
I just got over elated, over excited. And I just
mm-hmm.
I didn't cry, but I just kind of blessed God and I said, Lord, bless this young man, bless him, bless him,
yeah.
bless him. I just bid blessings
yeah.
to him and thank God
yeah.
for his mom, John Mark and Denise. I knew them and know them, so praise the Lord. Know
mm-hmm.
Mr. B and know Miss B, know everybody. We're just a community here.
Right.
A family.
Right.
It used
right.
to be a whole bunch of us, but we few now, but it's just a blessing to see one from this community pursue
yes,
their
yes,
passion,
yes.
pursue their
yes.
dreams, and most importantly, had godly grandparents,
yes.
godly family,
yes.
godly those who loved God and encouraged
God
him and inspired him to pursue his
mm-hmm.
passion and his dreams. So I'm just I'm grateful to God. He ain't my son, but he's my son because he's part of the community. He's all of our sons.
Exactly.
And we bless God. I bless God that he kept on in spite of obstacles, in spite of adversity, in spite of hindrances. He stayed focused. He kept God in the forefront, and he pursued, and now look at him now. And so I bless God. I just thank God, and I say to Marjan, hey, congratulations. Go out there and do what you love to do and do what you do best. You know, that's what you were created for. And so now you've got this opportunity to shine and show this valley and show your family that, you know, this greatness that God put in you because of your passion and your zeal for your love for basketball, that you're able to shine and let the whole world see God shine through you. Remember, you're letting your light shine not only in on the court, but also in public, everywhere you go.
In community.
Because somebody somewhere is going to be looking up to this young man, Marjan Bojan. Somebody's going to be looking up. Somebody is looking up to him. And so they need to see the example, not on the court as being good at basketball, but living a life that exemplifies Christ and not being ashamed to say, you know, I give God the highest praise because if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I wouldn't be where I am today. I'm happy for him, happy for the family. I'm glad. I'm elated. Praise the Lord. I give God the praise. Hey, it's a good thing. It's a really good thing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there are many people have been from their own city, town, family, whatever.
Community.
And they get in, they get community, and they get big, you know. God blesses them to be out there in the light, you know. And sometimes they mess up. I pray, Marjan, you don't mess up. Keep your focus. If you keep God before you, you will not mess up. He will not cause you to stumble. He will not cause you to fall. And if an enemy rises, I'm talking about what the word of the Lord say. If an enemy rise up against you, he will cause your enemy to stumble and fall. And he will lift you up, continue to lift you up. You keep him first, keep him foremost, and do what's right. And I guarantee you, hallelujah, greater, look, as they say, higher height, greater great, whatever you call it, we will see you in the light. We will see you in the light. And all we can do is bless God for you and bless God with you. So those are my words for a young man, Marjan.
Amen.
And I'm just excited. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Ms. Williams, before you go, she could tell you about the area, that area and stuff, you know, like Marjan's grandparents and stuff lived not too far from Miss Williams now. And at one time, that was a pretty rough area, you know. On the corner, I think she's a half a block from the community center. And you see all the kids and stuff, and her and her husband used to come down there. Her two boys used to come down there to the center. At one while, it was really bad, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, the police had to come, and they had a group from the Mexican Mafia living right there on the corner. Now, we're trying to do an after-school program. Yeah, we're trying to do an after-school program and stuff, you know, in that center. You know, the much, much better conditions now. We still had have some of the problems, but Reverend Williams know exactly what we're talking about. She knows exactly what we're talking about. A lot of the kids that she know and I know just didn't make it, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a testament and stuff to, you know, having the endurance and the perseverance to look at a dream and then follow your heart and make your dream come true. One in a million.
And that's good. I'm glad to hear, you know, people speak so highly of him. You know, because some people were just like, nah, I wouldn't talk about it. No, Lord, no, 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 no. Mm-mm. You know, they wouldn't talk about him. They wouldn't talk about nothing.
If that wasn't the case, then I wouldn't be sitting here testifying to that. But I know this kid all his life.
Yeah.
But then again, you wouldn't have him on your show either, because you don't be bringing no mess on your show. So therefore, we already know that. But it's just nice to have the community, and we have a minister. I don't know. Who is Eric? What is he?
Eric was working in the gang prevention intervention with us. Under
okay.
She was the CEO. Game prevention intervention program, you know, and it was a pretty impacting program where we just try to focus on kids and after school programs, because you know, especially during those times, kids' parents would work when they get out of school, they didn't have nothing to do, so they got involved with negative stuff, you know. So the purpose of the program was to bring them in, give them some tutoring, you know, and do different things with them, expose them to, you know, what does peer pressure look like? You know, how to get along with people and stuff. How it's gonna look when you succeed. You have to put people around those kids and stuff that is a model. You know,
and that don't mind working with them as well.
Yeah.
That's another thing. You know, no matter how bad it gets or how bad they are, you got to work with them and let them know that you love them and you want to see them prosper and do well. And, you know, because a lot of times you put some people in people's lives, they don't give a rat's rump about how they work or how they do what they do. So it's just good to have all these good people in his life to show them that, there is a better life out there than, you know, what you may be seeing currently. So,
without a doubt.
You know, so that helps as well. As long as you have the community surrounding you and basically being a fence around you, like that song, you know, Jesus be a fence all around me every day. Basically, that's what the community was to him, because, you know, they helped him along. And plus, he had two parents in the family and in the household, not just one. You know, didn't have just the mother, didn't have just the father, but they had both of them in his life. So that also helped, you know. And so that just makes
but,
a whole
know,
lot of difference
that
as well.
That wasn't always the case. That wasn't always the case and stuff, but they got together and stuff. And what they did was they shared raising him. You know,
okay.
They got
okay.
together and made sure that his you know, interests came first. Number one, you're going to get an education.
Right.
You know, stay
exactly.
in school. You want to play ball? John used to tell me.
You
got to
get education.
You want to play ball? That's right. You got to make the grades. You know, and along with Mr. Beauchamp used to just swoop down.
He wasn't playing.
And, scoop down and grab him and stuff, and then they be going to Seattle, or they be going to Portland, or they be going somewhere. You should take Marjan with him all the time, you know. Every time Mr. Beauchamp got ready to travel, Marjan was right there, you know. And you're going to be in church. You're going to be in church, okay. You're going to be in Morning Star. Ms. Williams will tell you, Reverend Williams will tell you, you're going to be a morning star. You're going to show up, you know. But Inez, could you play this one, The Sun Will Shine Again, before we close?
Sure. I sure can. And that song is by Whitley Phipps and Patti LaBelle, The Sun Will Shine Again. Here we go.
Memories light up the sky of days.
days when life for me meant holding on, hoping that I would be strong, always needing more to see that somehow I would surely find my way. By faith I see a brighter day.
LaBelle and Whitley Phipps, and our friend Mr. Joe Montana Joe showed up as we're getting ready to close out today. How you doing, Joe? Hold on, Joe. He's got himself on.
He must be muted.
You know, we did have that was a good show, and I can't wait to actually hear from him, and hopefully that he will, you know, him and his mom will be able to speak to us soon, you know, before everything wears off and everything. But even if it does wear off, that's okay too. But our announcements for this week, we have July 3rd, Sunday, first Sunday, Communion Sunday with Reverend Carolyn McCullough out of Arlington, Texas. And that's 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And then Tuesday, we have He Said, She Said with me. That's 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And that's Let's Talk About It. And we're going to talk about basically he said, she said, what do you hear when he says something, and what do you hear, what does he hear when she says something? On Wednesday, July the 6th, we have Bible study with Reverend Carolyn and Rodney McCullen. That's 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. July 7th, Thursday, we have the View of the Kingdom out of Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And that's 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And then Sunday, after July the 10th, we have A Time to Decree with Pastor B. And that's at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern. And please support Reverend Ronnie Marshall with his Don't Turn Away From God album, as he always supports each and every one of us each week. And you can get his album on iTunes, Amazon, and CD Baby, as well as all other music media. And so let's please support him. And he also has a video out on the title song. And November the 12th and 13th is the Women on Fire Conference. And I know Reverend Carolyn, she probably would love to hear about this one. And it's a Women on Fire Conference. It's Raw Power Ministry. And that's the Women of Kingdom, the View of the Kingdom Women. And that's in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And that starts at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And then we have, if you want to keep Let's Do It Radio on the air, of course, you can either do Cash App at $ANAISCVALCOUR, Venmo, the @ and Ms.MZ-INEZ, or through Zelle. And if you have a topic you'd like to talk about, let's discuss it. You can email us at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And please don't forget to share all these wonderful episodes on either Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram, or any of your other social media platforms. And you can also listen to any previous episodes on demand by going to www.blogtalkradio.com and Let's Do It Radio and pick any episode you'd like to. You can go back to day one as far as we go back for all of our segments. And again, I want to thank each and every one of you, the worldwide listeners, for joining in. I know Mr. Marjan Beauchamp was not on the line, but that's okay. When he does get on the line, hopefully we can ask questions, we can hear his story and hear what he has to say and listen to what his mom has to say as well. They were in a meet and greet tonight in Milwaukee, so you know that takes precedence. We're just Blog Talk Radio people. We'll come later on when the time comes, so that'll be fine. And if you have something on your chest, don't keep it to yourself. You know, we don't want you out there thinking that you're all alone. You can either email us at letsdoitradio@gmail.com and say, hey, I need somebody to talk to, and we can either get a minister on the line. We have a minister each week that can talk to you, or you can talk to me, and I can try to get someone to help you. But, you know, mental health is an issue out there. We talked about Roe versus Wade. That's another issue out there. So we got a lot of issues that are going on in the world today, and you don't have to be alone. So don't think that you're out there alone. So you can always contact us. But, you know, on Tuesday, you can talk about it, as Ms. Inez says. So please hit me up. I don't know if Joe has anything to say, but like I said, we're about ready to head out. Joe, would you like to say anything before we ease on down the road? Joe? Hello, Joe? So he always thinks that I have him on mute, and then we ask him to speak.
Well, you do have me on mute. Yeah. Okay. So is this the end of the program, Inez?
Is this the what? The end? Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I called in too late then. All right. Okay.
That's okay.
All right. Didn't know.
We were That's okay. We had been talking about Marjan Beauchamp, the number 24 NBA draft pick from the Milwaukee Bucks. We want to congratulate him for being that pick. And he wasn't able to be on the line with us today, but Mr. Parks is going to get him back when we get him back. But he's going to join us again on a future show. So You can say hi to everybody. We got Mr. Parks on the line. We got Reverend
Mr.
Williamson
Parks
on the line.
And hey,
yeah,
how
you
doing there, Joe?
I'm doing all right.
And then,
have you attacked any politicians lately?
Oh, goodness.
I'm waiting for my next victim, I hope they're just turning around the corner.
Okay. You make sure I get an invite to it when you get ready to do it, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I can really set it up the way that I want, oh, yeah, I'll be inviting you and Ms. Inez and anybody else who's interested in finding out certain ways these potential enemies. Oh, by the way, Inez, you were talking about a particular website that has all of your podcasts, even down to the first one. Which website is that?
It's the www.blogtalkradio.com.
Oh, okay. Well, then I know what
it
is.
In the back. Yeah, then Let's Do It Radio. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, but here's the thing. Yeah, then, I want to put a caveat on that.
Okay.
Or are you breathing hard? Like when I'm about to say something that's from the devil himself.
No, I'm getting ready to cough, and I'm trying to suppress my cough. So
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. All right.
Okay,
I just wanted to say.
Inez, I'm going to be signing off. Hey, Joe. Can't wait to talk to you, guy. Much love, guys.
You too, Sarge.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Parson. We'll be talking to you soon. Thank you. Have
no
a good
problem.
Weekend.
You too.
Oh, and I probably won't talk to you. I probably won't talk to you. Let's see, today's Thursday. I probably won't talk to you before the 4th of July. So, y'all be safe, please, out there on the 4th of July. But
yeah, that's true.
Oh, he's gone. He's already gone. But I do always have friend, my ride and die, Rhonda, from out there in Maryland. So she's one of my little quiet mice, and she does a lot of digging up for me as well when I have issues. It's like, I don't know. What. So she's out there as well listening. But go ahead, Joe.
Okay.
You were going to say something about a caveat?
Yeah, what I want to say, I wanted to give a caveat.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been on the air? How many?
Me, myself?
Yeah.
Me, myself, I think I started, 2020, I think. That's about it.
Oh, 2 years? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Now, the reason why I asked that is because if you were on longer, let's say 4 or 5 years or so, and then a fan of yours wanted to get a podcast like 3 or 4 years ago, they wouldn't be able to do it. They would be able to find the name of the podcast in Blog Talk Radio, but if they tried to download it, it's deleted. So I'm just saying that in order to recommend anybody who wants to download your show, do it now.
Okay. Oh, okay. It's deleted?
Well, what I'm saying is if you were on Blog Talk Radio for about 3 or 4 years as opposed to just 2 years, and if somebody wanted to download a podcast that was 3 years old or 4 years old, and if they searched for it, they would find the name of the podcast on Blog Talk Radio. But then, after having found it, if they tried to download that episode, it would have been deleted by now. Blog Talk Radio does not keep podcasts for a long time.
Okay. Interesting.
So I want to let you know.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Because I, like I said, I've been doing this, 2 years since 1920, maybe 2019, the end of 2019, maybe. But, yeah, that's probably about as long as I've – but and then again, also, it might have been under Do It All in the Mall instead of under Let's Do It Radio as well. So
same thing.
That's another –
same thing.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. That's good to know.
Same thing. Right, so I'm recommending, in case you want to make sure that your downloads last for posterity, download them. Don't wait for, don't rely on Blog Talk Radio to have a treasure trove of everybody's podcast, because that would end up being 30,000 servers, and they're not going to do that.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you. You're just a breath of fresh air.
A fountain of information. Yeah.
I was going to say plethora, but okay, fountain as well.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You're so funny. You are so funny. But does anybody else have any words to say? You're so funny. Have any other words to say? I know we have Reverend Carolyn on the line. Do you mind closing us out in prayer, Reverend Carolyn? Is she still there?
Well, on that note, let me wish you a good night and a good weekend, and see you on Tuesday.
Thank you.
And you'll be safe, all right? And everybody
all right,
else
you.
Who's
thank
a fan of
you. Thank you so much, and thank you to the worldwide listening audience. And think about what you could do to improve race relations. But if you're going to be anything, be kind. Thank you all so much for joining us again this evening, and have a pleasant evening, and hopefully we will hear from you on the first Sunday of July, July 3rd. Be blessed, stay safe. Thank you all.
Good night.